Well, for those listening aged 55 and above, answer this question if you can. How easy is it for you to strike up a good conversation with your younger colleagues in the office kitchen? Well, it may seem like a strange question, but that's a benchmark that some companies are using to decide who to hire, one Sydney-based recruiter has been telling us. And the assumption is that older Australians won't know what to say to the more youthful at their workplace. When the candidate is ultimately knocked back, the feedback, more often than not, is that they weren't a good cultural fit. That's exactly what John Alley told PM last week, saying his confidence had begun to take a hit because after over 100 job applications and 30 final round interviews, the feedback was always the same.
I keep getting told that I'm not a cultural fit. You interviewed well, you know, they really liked you, but they just didn't feel you were a cultural fit for the role. And it's really hard to do anything with that sort of feedback because, I mean, what does that even mean?
Well, business reporter David Taylor is back on this story and he has learned that that phrase is being used as code by some companies instead of saying our preference was for someone younger. Here's his report.
Recruiters are the middlemen, matching job seekers to the needs and desires of employers. Mark Smith from recruitment firm People to People admits some older workers have reason to be sceptical.
We had a more mature guy who went in for the job, and in the interview, he came out thinking, yes, I can do this job. But in the end, he missed out because he was the wrong cultural fit. And that's the way that the client described it to us, and that's how we had to pass it on to him.
In this example, the company went with a younger candidate.
They asked him, well, how are you going to deal with this particularly stressful job, the inbound calls? And he said, well, I would engage in some banter in the kitchen with my colleagues. And that's where the recruiter then turned to us and says, well, you know what? He's probably not going to be able to engage in the banter in the kitchen with his colleagues because he really won't have too much in common with them to talk about. So they went with another candidate who happened to be younger.
But it's not just navigating office banter that's tripping up older Australian job candidates. Catherine McMillan is the Managing Director of 9to3 Recruitment. Her team places white-collar workers in finance, administration, marketing and technical roles, from entry-level to senior management. But she's also revealed to PM that for many admin and tech-heavy roles, companies are preferencing younger candidates.
Perfect example of that is single touch payroll and what's going on now. People in accounts, need to be able to navigate a huge amount of software, you know, MyGovID, the OzKey, single touch payroll, the ATO, you know, and it's really quite complex. So it's that ability to be proficient in that technological use.
Catherine McMillan, in those sorts of roles, are you seeing a preference for younger people to take on those roles as opposed to older people who perhaps aren't digital natives?
Oh, there's definitely a preference to take on younger people in those roles because of those perceptions. So for people who are older, it's very important that they address that perception. And the perception may well be wrong about them.
Australians aged between 45 and 65 now make up about half of all unemployment support recipients, with more than 330,000 on welfare payments as of September last year. Recruiter Mark Smith says there's definitely a need for older Australians to work on their job skills, but he's also calling for the government to establish workplace age diversity targets to combat the problem.
You know, when people mention diversity, they think of gender diversity and ethnic diversity, etc. I would challenge organisations to say, when was the last time you set yourself a diversity target on age?
Age Discrimination Commissioner Kay Patterson says there are a large number of companies which are breaching the law by discriminating on the basis of age. PM asked Dr. Patterson if the government had any plans for an age diversity target, at least for the public sector.
I don't know that setting targets is the way to go about it. I think it's bust the myths. And I think that's the important thing to do. Rather than setting targets, I think it's about educating recruiters and educating employers that they benefit from having a range of age groups.
In the meantime, Mark Smith's advice for underutilised or unemployed older Australians is to get specific when asking for feedback from recruiters.
To ask the recruiter what particular competencies was I lacking? What was I missing out? What behaviours? How would you describe the culture?
Oh, and pick up a footy team to follow. Seriously.
What that means is that, well, if if you're going to work in an environment where you've got a lot of people who are interested in AFL, you move to Melbourne, you've got to pick a team.
Okay, good advice. Recruiter Mark Smith there, David Taylor, with that report.